I'd always wanted to be involved. But until then, it hadn't been the right time. But there it was, the perfect spot for me. I'd had no doubt that I could do what was needed, and with the images of starving children still flickering on my television screen, I'd picked up the phone and volunteered. I'd been certain that friends and family would rally round to support me, but I was wrong. One after another chided me for what seemed, at least to them, a fool's errand. Do you really think you can help? I did. In fact, I was sure I could help. Finally, my aunt stepped into the verbal fray. Are you sure, she asked softly, that this is the right thing to do? I nodded in reply. And you're sure this is not some kind of death wish? My jaw dropped. Death wish? I'd asked, perplexed. This is a life wish. I want it to matter. Someday in the very distant future that I was here, I know I can help. I've never been more sure of anything. And once she was convinced of that, the angst surrounding my decision melted away. I would be fine. I'm ready, I said confidently. I've done a lot of reading. But as my face hugged the plane's window, I suddenly wasn't so sure. I'd vaguely remembered President Carter's boycott of the Winter Olympics in 1980 in response to the Soviet invasion, but knew little else until my planned trip had thrown me into a reading frenzy. I'd learned that Afghanistan, a nation seemingly always embroiled in conflict, offered a harsh existence in the best of times. The pre-invasion population of 25 million lived in rural villages, where they'd subsisted on small farms, eking out a living however they could. The simple resources that we take for granted, electricity, running water, plumbing, were rarely available beyond the city limits. Healthcare was limited as well, resulting in maternal and infant mortality numbers that were among the highest in the world. 60% of all deaths occurred before age 5, and overall life expectancy hovered around 40 years. In the best of times, life was hard. And in those worst of times, after the invasion, life was unimaginable. The situation across the border offered at least some hope to the millions of Afghans who poured out of their own country to the relative safety of Pakistan. But by 1986, they continued to languish in squalid camps along the border, and though they received food, education, shelter, and health care, their host country was resentful of